So let's now get a perspective from someone who works in the creative side of the business. Ben Cooper is the digital strategist for the creative agency known as Host.
I think what you're seeing is that budgets are becoming bigger in online and people are realising that they need to spend more there. But there's still sort of a number of people that need to be part of that education area before things will really accelerate in that space.
And are there many people in the creative advertising agencies across Australia who have the skills and training and background to do online advertising, you know, properly, to do it well?
There is a skill shortage. We find that a struggle ourselves, finding sort of people that are able and capable. But also don't think in a technology sense, but think in a creative sense, so that we're not sort of kind of bound by this is a banner campaign or this is a microsite. It's the fact that we can sort of take a core idea and find the best way for it to live online or in a mobile campaign, or whether it be experiential, or maybe print is the best sort of way to reach your audience. So I think the thing is creatives are getting better at having that skill set, but some of them sort of haven't been so willing as others to sort of kind of embrace it, because I think it's sort of a bit of an unknown, a bit of an uncomfortable space, because it's quite a big subject.
Over the past 20 years or so, the budgets of many advertising agencies have remained very much focused on TV. How quickly do you think that's going to change in favour of online?
It's already changed. I mean, I think the thing is, particularly in the UK, that has already tipped over. The budgets are far bigger for online already. And I think that's only going to be mirrored here as we move forward. I've just recently come back from the States, and that's exactly the case there. It's like online is just, it's part of your budget. It's not an afterthought. It's right at the core of what people are doing. I think what's traditionally happened is you found a sort of TV and print idea has been sold through, and then some account manager sort of turns around and needs to suddenly go, oh, we need a website. Where are these pointing to? But now that sort of shift is coming around, and I think clients as well as the agencies as well are sort of providing those solutions right up front.
And from an advertiser's point of view, does an online campaign offer more of an opportunity for a two-way conversation or interaction with consumers, with audiences?
Absolutely. I think the thing that's quite interesting with that more than anything else is everyone recognises social networking is a very powerful tool. It's the power of conversation is the fact that if people like your brand and they advocate it, then that conversation can really do you favours. I think what brands and also agencies are finding hard to sometimes quantify is you almost need to have like a full-time blogger on your staff. And that doesn't mean that every brand needs that. It's just the fact that sometimes when there is a conversation or there is an opportunity to have a dialogue, a brand is used to responding with a press release or is used to responding with an advert. That takes time, whereas the web is very much a fast, interactive space where people are talking. And I think brands need to get better at being human.
So in terms of online advertising platforms, are we seeing a greater use of very different things, of online video, of audio, of social networking, all of those sorts of things to make an advertising campaign?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the classic sort of destination website seems to be a thing of the past as far as what I'm putting forward as strategies. It's really the fact that you need to spread yourself out online. You need to be relevant to people where they are spending time. And I think in that case, you know, we can safely say people are consuming video in YouTube, they're socializing with their friends on Facebook, they're reading a number of periodicals to get a story or research maybe a car or research something. So what brands need to do is be in all those spaces, is not expect a consumer to sort of type in the brand of the car and expect them to get all of the content from that website, because in fact, they're looking far more for the opinion around that website than actually the brand itself. It's like a widgetization. It's the fact that YouTube allows you to embed video and take it elsewhere. Certain brands are allowing you to sort of kind of take that content and use costing calculators to work out what insurances are and things like that. But bring them into your own space and not necessarily demanding that you go to them.
Now, tell us about some of the overseas advertising agencies and the amount of effort that they're putting into innovation. And I understand that in the United States, the DoubleClick agency has its own innovation lab. Could you take us through that a bit?
Yeah, well, DoubleClick is an ad-serving platform similar to iBlaster, which is big in Asia-Pacific. We were fortunate enough to sort of kind of get a bit of a showcase on their innovation lab. So we got to understand sort of what they're doing from an ad-serving perspective and really the technologies that we can now use to bring our online ads to life. First of all, they've just launched their mobile platforms. There's going to be a lot of geo-targeting coming into actual ads now, so you'll get very specific ads in specific locations and also on your mobile. What you'll also be able to do is serve multiple videos into a banner, but also the fact you'll be able to search those very dynamically. I mean, the thing that's sort of kind of held, I suppose, ads back is sort of limited file sizes. And what they're doing is improving that technology all the time to sort of gain performance there. And as bandwidth increases, more opportunities present themselves. But on a creative level, we saw lots of good work from sort of Goodby and Stevenson, Chris and Porter. And they're a very multi-channel. And it really sort of kind of resonated where I think Australia probably budgets need to go to allow us to do that sort of work.
And that was the digital strategist for the Host creative agency, Ben Cooper.